Not everyone is in a position to buy a home, but we all need a place to live. The demand for rentals is an issue across the state. Today we look at a new project, a mix of affordable and market units, starting to take shape out on Oahu's west side. It's called The Element. John Wallenstrom of Alika'i Development stopped by yesterday afternoon to talk with us.
Well, we're excited. The Element is a 318-unit, largely market-rate rental apartment, and that's unfortunately unusual for our state. We should be building more rental. We should be building more affordable housing of all kinds, but this will be rented to local people. They are apartments. We've been working at it for a couple of years, really blessed to be working with D.R. Horton at Ho'opili, which is a wonderful development. I know it had some controversy going forward, but it's housing a lot of people and doing a great thing, and we're just happy to be a part of that fabric that's being created.
So now this particular development, it's then on the rail line?
Yeah, this is transit-oriented development in every sense of the word. We are the closest site to the UH West Oahu rail stop, right across the street from UH West Oahu. So our residents are looking, you know, have this wonderful life where they can live in our homes, get on rail, avoid the drive, help, you know, our society. These are all tax-paying individuals here in the state of Hawaii.
Okay, so you've broken ground. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the timetable?
We'll be leasing this summer. So July, August, we'll be leasing and have occupants and a super neat clubhouse up and running for people to come and take a look at and look at the homes that we'll be delivering.
Okay, so the models will be ready.
Yeah, models will be ready. The clubhouse will be ready. We've got this neat corner location where we're looking forward to putting a restaurant in, or a little cafe would be more apropos. But it'll be fun. It'll be a neat place to live. Really fun place for local folks to come and live.
Okay, so I'm sure everybody's interested. All right, what kind of rent will you be charging?
Yeah, so, well, and there's two answers to that. The first answer is 20% of our units will be affordable through a city-administered program. And those rents today are about $1,800 for one bedroom. The rest of the homes are market rate, so they'll move with the market. I looked briefly today, and kind of a home equivalent in the general market area is about $2,300, $2,400. So that's what it would take to lease the medium-sized units that we'll be leasing.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, and 3 bedroom?
1, 2, and 3 bedroom, yeah. Nice-sized units that'll live really well. Great roommate units. So those oftentimes are good for students. So the UH West Oahu folks might want to double up, and they'll work well for that. But they'll also be terrific for families, for extended families. Yeah, it's neat. We really tried to plan these things with Hawaii in mind, kind of the way that people live and the way that, and where that market is.
Will there be any additional fees? I mean, usually when you buy into a unit, you know, there's maintenance fees. So how does that work? Will that, the common area maintenance,
yeah, no,
does that get worked into the price?
There isn't. So unlike a condo where you'd buy that condo and then usually there's a condominium association fee in addition that keeps up, that does the upkeep and those sorts of things. With the rental, there really aren't any. The qualifications to that is if you wanted to rent extra storage, that would be, we'd have a storage unit that you might want to rent, and that would be a little bit extra. And there are other services, concierge services or things like that you might want to sign up for. But, you know, you don't have to. It's not really a part of it. Really, the way the apartment works best is to keep it pretty simple. The rent is the rent, and people pay that rent and just understand that.
Pet friendly?
Yeah, very pet friendly. And there would be a fee associated with pets. So there is a fee associated with that. But we don't need to, because in this case, D.R. Horton has planned a dog park in close adjacency. So, you know, but we are very pet friendly and accepting and accommodating.
Okay, so what do people need to know then if they're interested in filling out an application come June?
Yeah, I think watch the website. It's theelementwestoahu.com, but just pay attention to the website. It's still in process right now. It's early, so don't come out yet. But we would love to have you interested and come and look at the website and fill out an application.
Now, you and I have talked about many different projects.
Yes.
You know, you've been involved with things in Kaka'ako before. But how are you able to make this work as a rental? Because we often hear, you know, developers say, oh, gosh, it's really hard to, you know, get a decent profit margin, you know.
Yeah.
So how are we making this work?
I think we have, so Kayan Pea, my co-founder, and I have done this before, right? We did a project called Kaple Lofts, which is 500 units, and kind of proved to the market and proved to our investors that it was a good business. So the difference between, a condo or lots of other forms of real estate and an apartment is a condominium can be less speculative. So you'll hear about developers pre-selling that condo. So they pre-sell, and that proves to your investors that it works. With an apartment, there's no pre-leasing in an apartment. You just need to know that that market exists and can be satisfied. So I think we proved that with Kaple Lofts. There was a market. It was a remarkable success. We have a Fortune 250 partner with us, so really good access to capital. And, you know, we're not rocket scientists. It's not that fancy. It's just, I guess we've done it once and we're able to do it again.
Yeah, it's not a mystery. You know, people need a place to stay. You know, we always hear about how we're woefully behind in building units.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it helps to have done it. And Kayan and I did the military housing, which honestly is a very big apartment project. We did Kaple Lofts, which is another no qualifications apartment project. My career prior to moving here about 15 years ago was doing apartments on the mainland. So, you know, my second job after being a paper boy was being an apartment developer, being a little facetious. But we've just been doing it for a while and understand that market well and can deliver a project that is efficient. If you don't understand how that apartment will operate, it shouldn't probably be built, and we understand how it should be operated.
Okay, so when do you hope that folks can actually move in there? When will it be complete?
So when we talk about July, August will be opening. I think it's, you know, so that's, circle those dates in the calendar. You know, it's construction, so it doesn't always happen exactly as you want, but our construction team assures us, I'm being a facetious again, but assures us that it will deliver on time, and we're going to hold them to it. And we have a wonderful construction team, so I'm happy to be working with them.
So I guess really the big selling point would be, you know, rail, right? I mean, if rail is around the corner, that this would be just a wonderful opportunity for folks to take advantage of it.
Yeah, this will be neat. This is going to be neat. This is what where rail works well. There's housing in close proximity to those rail stops, and more so than any other type of use, right? Because those people get on that rail and they recreate, they shop, they visit friends, they do whatever they do, but it's really the housing that drives that. So, or and it could be jobs, you know, it could also be office buildings, but those are kind of the two big rail drivers. And so these people will really, it's going to be a neat life. You can put that car away. You know, you still can't get to the beach, so people generally still, you know, want that car to go to the North Shore, wherever. But most of the daily activity can be done via rail, and that's a nice way to live.
And so tell us about any green elements that
I'm so glad you asked. I can't believe I didn't mention that. This will be a net zero community, so we will generate as much electricity as our residents use. So at the scale, at 318 units, this will be one of the biggest. I can't find many examples of a net zero community any place in the country or world that's bigger, and certainly not one that is going forward without subsidy. So there is no state subsidy of any kind in this project. So I guess there are tax credits associated with the PV, so I shouldn't say that. But we're just using programs that exist, so it's neat. There's no legislative action, nothing like that.
Any opportunity for plugging in EVs, electric cars?
Yeah, we'll certainly do that as well. That, in fact, that's a requirement under some of the building codes, so we'll meet that. We did that at Kaple Lofts, and I do need to say, you know, I think Kayan and I always want to be forward-leaning and kind of out there in front of things. We put a lot of EV chargers in Kaple Lofts that weren't used. So, you know, it's not, you don't want to do that. We have a housing problem, and, you know, the more that you just kind of throw at requirements that you throw at housing makes it more difficult. We already have, you know, we suffer that high cost of living, which we all know. So don't accentuate that. But we will do EV. And we will meet the code requirements, which I think are, you know, which is fine.
So what do you do in a case at Couple A Lofts where the chargers sit unused? Do you pull the chargers out?
No, you just park a gas vehicle there, which is silly, right? We shouldn't be doing that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
But at least the capacity is there.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately there's no huge regret. I think it's a little, it's an interesting cautionary tale. You know, it's something that I think is good. And again, Cayenne, this will be our 817th rental unit that we will have delivered in this market, which is a lot. So we kind of understand this program pretty well. And, you know, it's good to take those lessons and understand them.
Any thoughts of maybe trying this on the neighbor islands?
Yeah, I think that's it's interesting. I mean, quite honestly, we've looked at all of the neighbor islands, and you need a robust economy. So not to say that the neighbor islands don't have it, and they have a lot of the same problems. Their costs are sometimes just a smidgen higher than ours here on Oahu, and the rents are a smidgen lower. It's already kind of tough to figure out. So I do think there's opportunity. I don't want to be a wet blanket on that, but it's tricky. Oahu, quite honestly, works a little bit better.
And then the units for the Element, are they powered by a solar farm, a utility scale solar farm, or are these
rooftop and carports? And we will be grid connected, so there'll be a backup. If you do the math every month, it'll be zero. Like, we'll use zero electricity, but during the daytime, we'll have batteries. So during the daytime hours, when our residents are working or otherwise, and there's a lot of sun, we'll be feeding the battery. In the evenings when they come home, we'll certainly be using the electricity from the battery and maybe using the HECO grid as well. But, you know, at the end of each month, we hope it will be zero. It's a net zero community is our intention.
That was John Wallenstrom of Alaka'i Development talking about The Element, the newest rental projects bringing up near the University of Hawaii's West Oahu campus.